This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another version of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Part 3, the final presidential debate. We're on the verge of it. What do the polls say? Donald Trump says the polls are proof of nothing, while Hillary Clinton is celebrating a 17-point lead over Trump among women. That's the Fox National poll on that number. So it's been pretty interesting to see the back and forth, obviously, that we've seen, the sparring along the way. In the end, who's the real loser? We know this. It's the American people. It's you and it's me, because we're cheated of knowing the real answers to the real issues. But really, this is a dog and pony show that we've been subjected to for this past 6 months, let's face it. So as we motor along, we'll talk more, obviously, about 2016, the race for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the latest mud that has been slung in a lot of directions, Julian Assange, and the fact that, shock, are you shocked that the Ecuadorians say they were the ones who cut Assange off? He, of course, the founder of WikiLeaks, who has been dumping on Hillary Clinton email after email after email, and he finds himself temporarily restricted. So what does that mean? They acknowledged that they had temporarily restricted his access at their embassy in London. That's where he's been holed up for the last 4 years after his site published documents for Clinton's presidential campaign, from her presidential campaign. The Ecuadorian foreign minister said that while the government stands by its decision in 2012 to grant asylum to Assange, it doesn't interfere in foreign elections. So President Correa's government said it was acting on its own and not ceding to any kind of foreign pressures, that the decision to make the information public is the responsibility of the WikiLeaks organization. So pretty interesting. And I don't think they want to mess with this too much, because Assange doesn't, because frankly, he needs the, he needs the hideaway. He needs the asylum. So if the internet link is severed and it's a temporary thing, there are other ways to leak it out. And of course, Assange can certainly do that, as they can use Twitter or use other methods to try to pump it out. So while all that's happening with Assange as he goes after Hillary Clinton, Larry Flynt is going after Donald Trump, offering $1 million, period, and has ways to load tapes up at a site that he has set up called the DonaldTapes.com to streamline a submission to that site that shows Donald Trump in some kind of a precarious situation. It has to be verifiable, but he says a reward for any scandalous recordings of Trump. Flynt says, I've always celebrated women, women in all shapes and sizes. To treat a woman like Mr. Trump himself as is both disappointing and unbelievable, especially coming from somebody who wants to be our president. He said he's appalled at the hypocrisy of our elected officials, that nobody, this nonsense that nobody has more respect for women from Trump than me is ridiculous, is what Flynt is saying. He's endorsed Hillary Clinton, created a Trump porn parody, and said he may move to Canada if Donald Trump wins. The chatter. The Trump chatter has broken all records on Facebook. This is what everybody is talking about. Donald Trump broke his record for generating conversation. Last week, 307 million likes, comments, shares, and posts about him. Trump has 253 million Facebook interactions. The week before that, he had 220 million. By comparison, Hillary Clinton hit her all-time high of 206 million interactions on Facebook. First time she broke 200 million. Wow. The interactions about Trump were generated by 38.3 million unique Facebook users, meaning if you do the math that the average Trump commenter is posting, liking, sharing, commenting about eight times a week. The average Hillary commenter, it's about seven times a week. The sheer volume of all of that is staggering, folks. I mean, that's staggering to think about that. Let me give you a comparison, and this is not a good comparison, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Libertarian Gary Where's Aleppo Johnson peaked with 12.6 million. The last week of September, Green Party candidate Jill Stein has never generated more than 5.9 million interactions, and that was in July. Wow. Crazy, huh? Just to give you an idea of what's happening out there. And I know you all know that because you're invested in this. We've had these conversations. We've talked day in and day out about this campaign, about these debates, about where are we going in America. I asked somebody today, what's your biggest takeaway as to what's going on and when we get through the election? And the person I was talking to said, my biggest takeaway is exhaustion. Mentally exhausted by paying attention to what's happening. The ups, the downs that make you furious, make you laugh out loud, and are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the debate is set. It was all about prep. Clinton was prepping. Trump was prepping for this next debate. It is the third and the last one. We are less than 3 weeks away from electing another president. Early voting starts next week. There are a lot of people that will jump on the early voting to try to avoid some lines. And who knows, we could see records set as far as voting is concerned, which I think would be terrific no matter what. And I believe there is a very good chance of that based on what we're seeing, based on the interest with what I just talked about, social media, the amount of hits, what the traffic has said. And the Clinton debate prep, Trump says Clinton debates prep is lying down, going to sleep. He was out today speaking to people in Colorado Springs, and that's how he put it. Clinton pared back her campaign recently. When asked about her schedule, staffer said she's prepping.
Down.
We'll be back in a flash.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
John, about Donald Trump refusing to say he'll accept the election results. Dick Morris pointed out to my pals over at Newsmax that Trump won the debate, he said, but lost the election by refusing to accept the election results. Really, do we think that hangs in the balance? I think it makes for a news cycle, but I got to tell you, it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip. Mike Pence, his VP, said, we'll accept the election results. We'll do it. Kellyanne Conway and Rudy Giuliani defended Trump's refusal to accept the election results. I mean, just, you know, what he said. And here's what they said. They said in an interview on MSNBC, Giuliani, and I was flipping all over the place, said that Trump dominated Hillary Clinton during the last debate on a bunch of issues. And he said, you're talking about this because he knocked her out tonight. All these people who register and they don't exist, all these dead people who voted, ridiculous. Kellyanne Conway said he held her to account all night long. Libya, Benghazi, lack of jobs, that's the headline to me. Only someone so far outside the system is willing to take on the issue. One thing that Donald Trump was hammered on by Hillary Clinton is the whole WikiLeaks thing, that it's Russia, 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 and she kept saying, you know, it's ridiculous we allow a country to try to affect our elections and Vladimir Putin, and here's how he responded to those charges.
I don't know Putin. I have no idea. I never met Putin. This is not my best friend. But if the United States got along with Russia, wouldn't be so bad.
All right. So that was the response to the constant push that he is tight with Putin. Dan in Texas, it's your turn in the barrel. Hey, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. Tomas is absolutely right. Izzy is also right. Izzy is such a genius. And I agree with both Tomas and Izzy. And I'd like to find out what you thought, because you're not just going to get away with this, girl. We want to know what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah, what do I think? I told you, I think it's a coin flip. I think that he, well, let's put it this way. If I just looked at the debate, like, from Chris Wallace's point of view, first of all, totally hats off to him, but I knew he would do a good job.
Oh,
you
yeah,
knew he
yeah,
would.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He was an excellent, excellent moderator. Professional, didn't, I don't think he played any favorites. He went after Trump, if you want to call it going after him. He hit soft spots with Hillary Clinton, and said, just flat out went in areas where we hadn't heard before, and I thought that was great, and especially on Hillary Clinton. There's no question, things that weren't answered, weren't addressed about even the Clinton Foundation, he did it. That was good, and he had control of the debate. I think the election itself comes down to what I keep saying and what Bob Ney says, who is my buddy, who went to jail because of politics, who people love in Ohio because of how he represented them, because he was trying to be outside of the Beltway too. And he really, truly believes, there's no question, Donald Trump has a chance, despite what the polls say, that I think that people will, some people won't say if they're voting or not for Trump. They'll go in and they'll vote. It doesn't matter. I think it's really so close. I do.
Okay.
I think it's close.
I've been making some calls to people in Missouri and Oklahoma, some of my friends in California, and everywhere I've been calling, these are people that are telling me, hey, we're voting for Trump. And these are, you know, people that don't like to get their hands dirty and want to keep clean and don't want to cause waves and stuff. But I said, okay, now come on, what's it really going to be? Trump. That's the way it's going. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, from what they tell me, there's very few real solid support for Hillary except amongst the diehard left-wing Marxist Democrats, and the Trumpists, even the closet ones, are out there, I mean, in droves. I'm telling you, it's going to be a landslide, and Trump is going to win it. And about that part where he said he'd let them know, he did not refuse anything. He just said, it's too early. It's not time.
He did. He said, you'll know then. He said, I'll let you know.
When it's mm-hmm. over, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But he said it's his best because he's been saying the same thing I've been saying. The fix is in on them trying to stuff boxes, trying to play mm-hmm. games, trying to just do the put Democrats into power, and forgetting about the Republicans and not having a fair election. And he's brought it to attention. It's going to be front and center. And I'm telling you, Trump is going to win this in a landslide. It's coming down. And I agree, it's close right now, but it's not going to be. Too much is coming to bear on Hillary. All of this stuff is breaking loose like there's no tomorrow. The gates are open, baby, and you're going to see one hell of a ride.
I think it's going to be, I agree with you. I mean, I think we're going to see a wild election day, Dan, for sure. There's no question about that. Absolutely, we will. And I believe people are frustrated beyond belief, and this is the deal. This is the deal. This is what happens, and now we're into it. You know, we're less than 3 weeks away. Grim, hello.
Oh, boy. Where did we start?
I know.
First off, you don't want to put words in Trump's mouth. I understand when he talked about Putin. I understand when he talked about whether he'd respect the election results. He's saying that, yeah, I'll respect it up until the point during I find broken chats. I find dead votes. I understand, Kate. Understood exactly what he said. He's got every right in the political system to protest the election if that's going on, and he announces it before the announced winner. Just like Putin, we have to get along with Russia. And he gave.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. If we could
gave every aspect of what Putin was in Russia's viewpoint.
Yeah.
He didn't say that he liked Putin. He said, this is what I have to do to get along with him.
Yeah.
But he better watch his step. That's just plain democracy. Now, really, the other two things I've seen was, initially, it started off with substance. Once again, it's not about substance. But initially, it started off
with substance
about the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And the first thing Hillary did was distract it and lead away from it. Going back to the first part, or the first debate, where I gotta get him mad. And that, to me, it was kind of like a repeat. But the one key thing that Hillary did, and I have to answer to Dan about what he says when, if she gets elected, because I don't believe in this arm upright. But the first thing Democrats and Republicans use is, well, he wants to shut down government. Well, instead of us taking up arms on November the 9th, if Hillary's elected, this is what we do. Because the American way is you don't fire until fired upon. Then you get the support of God behind you.
Right.
Righteousness behind you. Well, if they want Hillary in office and they want total government control instead of people controlling in a free market, then Walmart, if you're driving a truck, shut her down. If you're serving the public, stop serving them. If you're working, just shut everything down. We're the government. It's the government that opens the front door for you.
Yeah.
It's the government, not you. You're an elected representative. And then when you, next day you get up, go down to DHS or your welfare with your last paycheck and tell them, no, don't tell them. Demand that you get this check next week like you get on a weekly basis.
I
love
that.
You
want
to give me cash, I'll save you the stamp and I'll come here directly.
I love it. Oh, that's
and
good.
They get just what they want. They want to run the whole operation, that's fine. When they start starving and they don't get served, bingo. And when we start shipping them out and they call the National Guard and whatnot, that's when you strap on and show them what the Second Amendment's about.
And hopefully we don't reach that point. Oh, keep your fingers crossed. Hang with us. Much more coming your way over the fence.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Thank you to all of you for listening and throwing your thoughts my way. You can always do that, by the way, if you're listening for the first time. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. So whether you've heard something, you want to add to the discussion, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just let your thoughts flow. And on that note, let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First, we got this from Jake in Austin. Kate, sorry I haven't been around in a while. I've been busy at work. Trust me, I've been downloading the shows on GCN and listening to them. Boy, oh boy, you see these leads in these polls. I heard what Donald Trump said the other day, don't believe the polls. But I woke up and I was checking them and I was listening to what you were saying about the latest polls. And they've got a new one that has Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 9 points, and that's the Bloomberg poll. Your thoughts on that, madam? Well, you know, here's the deal. If you ask me how close the election is, and I'm not Kreskin, I have a cracked crystal ball, as I'm famous for saying, absolutely. But when I look at these polls and I see these cockamamie numbers, I just, and then I see all these Trump signs and I listen to calls and I listen to a lot of people who are supporting Trump, and I hear, oh, women don't like Trump. It's disgusting what he said. And but then there's other women who say, boys will be boys. We are a world full of opinions, and information is received and manipulated in all kinds of ways. Personally, I feel, and this is from talking to people in Washington, that this may be a lot closer than people think. As of today, and that could change, but as of today, I think it's a coin flip. I thought it was really interesting what The former Congressman Bob Ney said the other night when he joined us on the show, he said he believed, and this is a guy who's been in politics his whole life, still has a beat on what's happening in D.C. And frankly, around the nation. He said that if the Donald Trump tape hadn't come out, the Billy Bush tape, if that hadn't happened, that he truly believes there would be more focus on the WikiLeaks stuff with Hillary Clinton and the emails, and that Trump would definitely take it. He would take it. It would be close, but he would take it. So now you see this Bloomberg poll that Jake's referring to, and Clinton leads Trump 47% to 38%. But I say that the Democrats have to be careful if they think that this is in the bag, because I don't believe it's in the bag. I really think that there are people who may vote for Trump who say they're not voting for Trump, for example. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Paul, listening to us in the great state of Florida. Hi, Ms. Delaney. I was wondering if you've seen any movies lately. I started to catch your cheap movie review, and I have to tell you, I like it. I like hearing a little bit about the movies and what's opening, so I'm glad that you are doing that. And I started to realize, I've heard it a couple of weeks in a row, that I hadn't been to a movie in a long time. Do you have any recommendations? I do. I just went to see, I hadn't been to the movies in a while. I went to see, because, you know, we can stream and we're all so busy, but I went to see The Accountant, that Ben Affleck movie. Now, I like spy, you know, heavy drama, that kind of stuff, like a thriller kind of movie, not a horror slasher trasher, but like a thriller thing. And that movie was really good, kind of Tom Clancy-ish, for people who know Tom Clancy. And I thought it was really a good movie. I would recommend that. I would. If you wait till it comes out in the dollar theater, wait till it comes out in the dollar theater. I don't know about you, every time I go to the movies. Now, I think I said this before, now my theater that I like the best, that I'm comfortable in, oh, I like this theater, it has lounge chairs. So they're great, but it's like you're sitting in a lounge chair, but you're not in your living room, and you're paying extra. I mean, to go to the movies is like $25 for two people or whatever it is. That doesn't include if you get a soda. I mean, forget it, you know. You could walk out of there, who knows? I mean, people that have a lot of children, and the ticket might be a few dollars less, but I can't imagine what they're spending. It's just crazy. But The Accountant, I would say thumbs up for that, absolutely. Okay, here's one from Hal. Kate, I am so tired of this election season. I don't know about the rest of the people listening to your show. It is intriguing. It's like we're a bunch of rubberneckers, and we can't help ourselves. And how sad is that? It is like we are tuning into entertainment, not a presidential forum like the debates. And that does say something about our culture, about what's happening in this election cycle. And I think it's actually rather sad. I love that analogy. We are like a bunch of rubberneckers. It is about, oh my gosh. I mean, I hear more people say they want to watch the debate. Not because they are so interested in, oh, gosh, I got to see what the deal is on deeper policy and whatnot. No, it's about what's going to crash, what is going to be said, the Rock'em Sock'em robot analogy, the back and forth, the he said, she said, the dancing around the stage, whatever, the my mic doesn't work. It is about the train wreck, and that is very depressing. Oh, very depressing. Here's this from Joey Delaney. I know that you talk up to all kinds of people, and you really have a beat on what's happening across America. Did you happen to see the story about people walking out of Amy Schumer's comedy show? I think that it's pretty telling how people feel about Donald Trump. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I don't even know if I talked about this on the air. My family lives in Tampa, and I actually even know this club that they're talking about. It's a famous little comedy club. Amy Schumer was booed by Donald Trump supporters. She made some remarks about Trump during her show there in Tampa, and people walked out. They say like 200 people walked out, so that place is pretty small. I don't care if she was packing them in. That means really most of the people in that theater walked out. And that goes to how, if people are booing and walking out, that goes to how they feel about Donald Trump, which then goes back to the point of, don't think that there aren't people who are pro-Trump, want to support him, etc., Democrats, because this is evident in when things like that happen. She's very, very popular. And that shows you, even though she's popular, it didn't matter. People got up and walked out. And that's, you know, you see people that will leave, are not happy, and will leave, you know, comedy clubs, but not in droves, not where you are emptying rows out. That had to be very strange for her, who's cresting in her popularity. And another sign, another telltale sign, don't believe what you see, what you think, what's being said, because there are absolutely smattering of folks that are definitely feel very passionate about what's happening in the country, and they feel like there needs to be a different change, which is what made Donald Trump so popular. The idea that he came out and said this is ridiculous about immigration, that was really his main topic, and it struck a chord with so many people. By the way, Amy Schumer sent out a tweet saying, I want to thank the 8,400 people who stayed in the theater to finish watching me. Oh, my. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Loretta. I like that name. Loretta says, Kate, I am so concerned. I heard you mention healthcare the other day, and I have to agree with you. To me, I just don't understand how people are not blowing up your phone lines, blowing up the op-ed pages in newspapers across the land and blogs and whatnot on our situation with healthcare. For goodness sake, healthcare is going to shoot up so high, I don't see how anyone can afford it. And they're going to fine us for not having healthcare. For those of you who have a job that you don't like, I bet some of you are even staying in those jobs just for the sake of having healthcare. It is very depressing. You know, it used to be one of those things you took for granted. I can remember the first job I got as a kid, like I was, you know, real job, I'll call it. It was like 20, boom, and, you know, here's your health care. And the health care was good. You went and whatever. Oh, I broke my arm. Everything's taken care of. Cost you $20 or whatever it was. Now, oh, from that time to this time, it is very scary. I cannot imagine if what's being predicted happens that most people will be able to afford that, where they're talking about, you know, an increase of five times what you're paying, and think about what you're paying. Can you afford to pay $1,000 a month? What, $12,000 a year? And this is before any cost at the doctor. I mean, a lot of doctors, frankly, are giving their patients discounts or just taking cash. I know that I have a very popular doctor, and he works, you know, a minimal amount of hours because he likes people, and he does do that. He knows that people are struggling with health care, so he tries to, it's like the old days, do you have a chicken for me? So you're going to look at my heart and help me out, doc, and prescribe a few pills. But boy, it's just ridiculous, and it has to be incredibly sad for those kinds of doctors and people in the medical industry. The concern is certainly there, but for all of us, to Loretta's point, it is frightening that this is what we're faced with. That we know, take the blinders off. It's going to go up. It's just a question of how much it's going to go up. All right, remember, you too can be a part of the mailbag segment. Just send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Coming up next, we're looking at the numbers here on America Tonight.
More than the cold wind has ever made you cry. Somebody took away that warm glow that used to be in your.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Love talking about numbers, and that's why we do this segment every once in a while called We Can Count. So big numbers that have hit me in the last couple of days. How about this number? Because so many of you have reacted to it. If you haven't heard yet, Larry Flynt, remember him from Hustler fame, is putting a $1 million bounty on any trashy Trump tapes. So he's saying if you have some tape that you're harboring of Trump in a compromising position, whether it's audio or video, he's got a website and he's telling people to go there. And if you post it, you know, stream it, and they'll look at it, and if it's verifiable, then they're saying, or he's saying rather, that he'll give you $1 million. The site is called thedonaldtapes.com, and it's a streamlined submission process. So he says he's motivated by the misconduct on the 2005 audio tape, the Billy Bush thing, back to that again, the bus. So I wonder if any tapes will come up. I'm going to say no. I don't think any. I just don't. I don't think any tapes are going to all of a sudden appear. It's highly unlikely. I can't imagine. I would be. I'll tell you what. Of everything that's happened, nothing shocks me. But I would be shocked by that. I would. I would be shocked by that because I don't see it. I don't see that having happened somewhere. So, no. All right, how about this? Let's move on. The celebration of Halloween is almost upon us. And I was just looking at, you know, they say people will spend up to $500 on Halloween. Do you spend $500 on Halloween? How much candy are you giving out? And what kind of, if you're buying a costume, what kind of costume are you buying? Are you surprised to learn that the most popular costume is going to be Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, which really amounts to a mask and how you dress that mask up? And still, they're warning people about the whole clown thing, not to dress up like a creepy clown, because the creepy clown thing is too scary. And then it goes to popular movies, too, as well. What are the popular movies? And the popular movies that are out, even Harry Potter, still, there are a lot of people that will dress as, you know, as Harry Potter, or the characters from the Harry Potter novels, which is so surprising to me. But I guess that lives on, I suppose. I talked to someone in the business, in the costume industry or whatever, the Halloween shop, party shop, and they said that they get still big requests for that. So how about that? But I'm shocked at the $500. I don't know. I don't even give out that much. Like, if I have 40 kids that come, which I love it, that would be high if I had that. Okay, so how about this? Peruvian wildlife officials are investigating what caused thousands of endangered frogs to die in the waters feeding into Lake Titicaca. The water frog which has very loose skin and is considered critically endangered, all of a sudden showed up, thousands of them. They say they don't know an exact count, but they're saying about 10,000 frogs died in a 31-mile stretch from a bridge to the mouth of Lake Titicaca. And they're not saying, you know, is it pollution? What is it? And some people are saying they're not taking the pollution seriously. And they say they found solid waste and sludge. Well, there you go. That's probably what it is. And there's somebody from the Denver Zoo who's an expert in this, to work on what the true cause of it is. But can you imagine looking in the... I mean, that lake is beautiful. So you look at the lake, and it's beautiful. And you probably want to go in or walk along the lake, and you're just seeing thousands of dead frogs. It reminds me of a time... Seriously, this happened. I went to visit my aunt in Chicago, and I was so excited. I was a kid. You know, when you're a kid, it's like your first plane ride. And I think I was maybe 10 or 11, certainly no older than that. And I went to see her, and she lived in Chicago, right in downtown Chicago. Took me all over the place, the Hancock Building, the cool museum, you know, with the two lions on the outside, the Art Institute. And we went to Lake Michigan, where we were going to sit out, kind of lay out, like, I guess, along the grass part of the lake. A lot of people do it and picnic. And we went down there, and it was like dead fish day. There were so many fishes that were not swimming. They were floating dead on top of the water. And I couldn't believe it. It was just, you know, and that had to do with something that was in the water. But they had a problem with fish all over the place. And I don't know how many times they've had that happen, but it was, I think the people were pretty surprised by that. Okay, let's move on to another number, and this is the number. The Cubs find themselves, Cub fans cannot be happy about this. The Cubs right now, they're still in it, but they lost their last game. In fact, they got blown out in their last game, 6-0. So the Dodgers have a 2-1 lead on the Cubbies. People counting out, I suppose, the Dodgers, and everybody talking about 1908, last time they won a World Series. So they brought the right stuff, and the Cubs are not looking so invincible, as Jake Arrieta, one of their best pitchers, was tagged for way too many runs, obviously, giving up all those runs, and it puts them in that hole. So now the pressure is there. They've got to come up with the run somehow, but I think Cub fans may find themselves in a situation where they're saying, not again, to go through the season the way they went through the season, and to have, you know, they were the favorites to win the World Series even. They may not get to the World Series. The Dodgers may stop the Cubs. They're in the way right now, so it's not a done deal. It's never over until it's over. All right, we stay with sports and silly cliches. And Bill Belichick is the coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, says he is sticking to his old-fashioned ways when it comes to technology. In week four, after the game against the Buffalo Bills, where he got a big goose egg, they scored no points, and he was furious. He slammed a Microsoft Surface tablet on the sidelines, and it went viral all over the place. Everyone posted it, including myself on Facebook. I thought it was hilarious because he just exploded. And he said he's fed up with the product. He said, as you notice, I'm done with tablets. They're too undependable for me. I'm going to stick with pictures, which several of our other coaches do, because there just isn't enough consistency in the performance of the tablets. I just can't take it anymore. Oh, that's not good for Microsoft. That's the opposite of an endorsement. I hate your tablets. They're inconsistent. So I instead am going to go to the pictures. I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. Hey, join the club. Now they even have commercials where the internet goes out and the family, they show it. They have like a time clock: 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, four. And the people in the house, including the kids, are hysterical because everything is hooked up to the Wi-Fi. Everything in your life is about the computer, the phone. And when it's out, it's out. Oh, my gosh, we really have to have a conversation, or we really are disconnected to what the rest of the world is doing. I mean, are you kidding? We're supposed to put up with that? Okay, sad story to tell you when it comes to numbers, but it is part of what's happening around America and, well, outside of America, but happening in our real world. Two Americans were killed in Afghanistan during an attack near a coalition base. Oh, you hate hearing this. It happened on Wednesday. They died on Wednesday, rather, as a result of wounds that they sustained in this attack near Kabul. The U.S. Department of Defense hasn't released the names of the Americans killed because they have to notify the relatives. And meanwhile, you've got one service member and two civilians who also sustained wounds in that, and they are currently stable. You know, you talk to people who have been to Afghanistan back in the, quotes, old days, and they talk about some of the cool things they saw in the marketplace. Boy, those days of the cool things in the marketplace are so far gone, and we are so deep into the quicksand of the Middle East. So I hate hearing about anybody getting killed, especially in that way, where, of course, there's an attack, and you happen to be there. They happen to be there, and they're close by, and it's sadly happened much too often during during what we've been doing in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and even in pulling out of Iraq, we've seen now what a hornet's nest that certainly has become. All right, that wraps it up for the numbers and this version of We Can Count. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for all his fine help on the technicals.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.